rappers hope it gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow.
Hello, and a busy final hour on tap. Justin Acri, Phil Elson, if you want to weigh in on anything we've hit on today, the Rock Film Festival, BuzzBQ, NBA, Razorback Baseball, which continues today against Auburn. If you want to talk about the Travelers, you want to talk about, what else do we talk about already? Oh, we got to get to this Billy Hunter, Derry Fisher flare-up. I love a good court battle. There is no way we're going to have time to get to the 25 best players under 25 in Major League Baseball. But man, I'd love to hit you up on that. If you want to talk about the Preakness, which is this weekend, any of that stuff, we can get to any and all of it. If you want to do a Tony Parker impression, I welcome that at all times. So, lots to recap. I don't know what's better, the fact that people take shots at RJ on the live fan feedback or that RJ gets offended by the live fan feedback shots that are taken at him.
I just, you know, he gets his head's on a swivel. He gets it from every direction.
Some guy said that RJ, this is totally irrelevant to the average listener, but some guy claims on live fan feedback that RJ says escape instead of escape. The only thing RJ does say is .com instead of .com, and I have no idea why he says that.
There's an especially thrown in there.
There is?
Yeah.
Occasionally?
Yeah. That it's not just, you know, it's not just solo to RJ. There's plenty of people that say especially.
Well, look, now that he can differentiate shoulder joints from female intimate female anatomy, I'm good with it. I'm proud of him for learning, and we all make mistakes.
He moved forward from that.
One of the lessons I learned early on in broadcasting is that, especially in this format, if you talk for 3 hours a day, you're going to say something stupid. RJ's part of a show where they talk 4 hours a day. You're guaranteed to say at least one thing stupid during the day.
And then every once in a while, he does 6 hours.
Yes, and it doesn't make you a stupid person. It just means that it's the law of averages, Phil. It's going to happen.
That's true.
I mean, occasionally, even the most talented and respected broadcasters drop words they're not supposed to. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, even a 100 hitter gets a hit every once in a while.
There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mendoza hit a double now and again. Emily Reeves is joining us in the studio, probably wondering what in the world we're talking about. We're all over the place. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Emily is here. She brought a posse of one, so she is well protected, so don't mess with her. And I don't know if that's to protect us from you or you from us, but nevertheless, we're all safe.
I think it works both ways.
Carry the load. Actually, it's funny because my GM sent me a note the other day, and he said, hey, are you aware of this? And I said, yes, actually, Emily's coming up to talk about this on Friday.
Great.
So I was thrilled that he was tuned into this. Now, you have a personal story. You also are going to help people understand exactly what the overall effort is and how they can get involved. So you can go whichever way you want to go there. But let's start with your personal story and how you got connected to this.
Sure. My younger brother was a Navy SEAL on SEAL Team 6, and he was on a helicopter in Afghanistan that was shot down on August 6, 2011, and died as a result of that accident. And he was my younger brother, Rob. I, since then, have spent a lot of time with Navy SEALs, former Navy SEALs, and part of communities and memorial services surrounding that community itself. And I met the people that started this organization called Carry the Load. Clint Bruce was one of them. He's a very passionate person. He's originally from Arkansas, but now lives in Dallas. And he called me and asked me if I would be the Arkansas representative for Carry the Load, because it has a national relay that starts in West Point, New York. It started on April 30th, and somebody is walking at this very moment in memory of someone. They've been walking for 24/7 to get here, and it arrives in Little Rock on May 21st. That's a Tuesday, and it walks. They've got it divided up into 5-mile increments each leg, and so people can sign up to walk in memory. And the point is to bring back the meaning of Memorial Day and turn it into Memorial Month, truly honor those people that have served fighting for us in some way, shape, or form, whether they're military, whether they're firefighters, whether they're police officers, or any kind of other emergency services personnel. We want to be out there honoring them and showing that Memorial Day means something.
It's not just a day for barbecuing. It's, you know, I mean, there's a holiday here for a reason.
There's a reason. It's not just your 3-day weekend and let's go to the lake and start our summer. There's a reason we have that holiday.
Yeah, I bill those jobs as the jobs that most of us are not willing or able to do in many cases. So it's, you know, we try to pay as much respect as we can through the year. I think the guys on our morning show do an above average job on that throughout the year as well. So, and obviously, it's, you know, for you, it's something that's extremely personal. How did they decide the trek? Because obviously, there's a lot of different paths they could go getting from one side to the other. And where does it end?
It ends in Dallas. And it ends on Memorial Day weekend, and they have a 20-hour and 13-minute walk Sunday to Monday over Memorial Day weekend. That's actually how it started. The very first year was in 2011. They had 20 hours and 11 minutes. And then the second year, they added the national relay component, and this is the third year.
Okay.
They worked with the team that actually put together the Olympic torch relay and put together the route to get them from New York to Dallas. My dream is that one day it crosses the entire country.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm assuming I was expecting something in you know, Washington State or or in California or something like that, that for the end point, not Dallas necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's one of those events that's still growing. And so, and they definitely wanted to be able to walk through D.C. and through the Arlington Cemetery as part of their walk. So that's really how it's all come together, and one day it'll grow. I think it'll cross the entire country. I've heard from a lot of people. I have friends all over the country that wish that it was coming their way so they could participate and actively walk.
And this is something that goes on every year?
It goes on every year. Every year. This is the third year.
And it's the same path every year? It has been?
They change it up a little bit because, you know, you learn something new every year. Maybe we shouldn't have walked through that neighborhood, or
I understand.
Maybe we shouldn't have gone across that bridge, whatever the case may be. So it changes up a little bit every year, but in general, it's the same route. So it came through Little Rock last year, and I was disappointed to have not known anything about it. I didn't learn about it till last September, and so that's one of the reasons that I wanted to get involved, is I thought it was just heartbreaking that no one in Little Rock really knew about it, and we had this movement through our whole state.
I see right now that the relay is between Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and Smyrna, Tennessee, right now. You guys, they have it pretty much down to the scientific minute where they're going to be at every time. Right now, between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Yep.
When it comes through here, I mean, are they looking for, you know, people? They need donations. Are they looking for people to get out and cheer and support? Or what all can people do to get involved?
All of the above. We want people to show up and walk if they can. Mm-hmm. If they can't walk, show up and cheer others on. We want people to help spread the word, and we want people to donate. The money that they're raising is going to three different organizations that support children of fallen family members. That's Snowball Express, TAPS, and Team Red, White, and Blue. And so donations, sharing, showing up, walking, any of the above. And they're very, very flexible. You can register to walk a 5-mile leg, or you can just show up and walk it. You don't actually have to register. So people can decide at the last minute. If you want to bring your dog, if you want to ride your bike, if you want to push your child in a stroller, anybody and everybody is welcome. We'll be carrying flags. We'll be wearing, you know, special T-shirts. I'll have a T-shirt that's in remembrance of my brother. And my dad's going to come up from Shreveport, Louisiana, and walk with me because the route doesn't go through Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping to have a pretty big crowd. And I want to show Arkansas pride, basically, for and pride and support for these fallen soldiers.
Emily Reeves joining us. Carry the load. Where's the point where it enters? Do you know? Do you have the whole route? I assume it's on the website.
It's on the website. The website is carrytheload.org, and it enters in North Little Rock, of course. There's four different legs in the North Little Rock, Little Rock area. One that starts at 4 p.m., one that starts at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and then 10 p.m. And I am planning to walk all of those legs. I'm planning to be there for the whole thing.
Wow.
It looks like they're crossing over the 40 Bridge in order to get into the state from Memphis to West Memphis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that comes in on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared to drive over that bridge. I'm about to walk over. For a good cause. This would definitely be one that could get you to do it, though, for sure. You, I want to ask you about a couple things. First of all, I want to ask you about your job. You work at Stone Ward. You're the Director of Digital Innovation and Insight Planning.
I am. It's impressive, right?
It's incredible. That's one of the best titles I've ever heard in my whole life.
There's a lot of words in that title.
It is.
I came up with that myself.
Did you really? Self-appointed title. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you do exactly?
I am a digital communication strategist. So we're an ad agency, and we do everything for clients from, you know, radio ads and television ads to websites and online advertising. Huh?
Your website's stupid. Do you say stuff like that too?
No, we never say anything.
Even if you're thinking it, you can sugarcoat it.
We might give tips for improving the website. So I focus on overall digital communications because it's website, social media, your phone, everything is digital now, and that's kind of the future of communications. Mm-hmm. And then I also, the insight planning part of that is research. I do research separate from digital communications for all of our clients. So moderating focus groups. groups, testing creative, surveys, that kind of stuff.
Now, is your
probably
family...
more than you wanted to know.
No, that's interesting. I mean, I was just fascinated by the title. I assumed there was something to do with all that, but it just sounded really impressive, and it is. Is your family from here? I mean, did you all grow up in Arkansas?
No, I grew up in Louisiana.
Okay.
I went to school at the University of Arkansas and never left the state. I've been here ever since.
That's
and
good.
I have other family members that have moved into the state since then, but nope, did not grow up here.
I was going to ask you, too, your brother's death was part of a great tragedy. I mean, there were 38 people killed in this incident, and I was going to ask if you've connected with any family members of the other folks who were lost in this.
Yes, absolutely. There were 38 men on that helicopter, 22 of which were Navy SEALs. One, of course, being my brother. Another was a guy that we went to school with, that we were actually good friends with. He and my brother were great friends and played soccer together. His sister and I played soccer together growing up. Mm-hmm. So we've stayed very, very close to their family, of course. And then after my brother died, my dad and I attended many, many memorial services and funerals for those men and did connect with their families. And we do stay close in touch. And there's still memorial services. And every year we go to, a different event and see them over and over. So it's like we have extended family now. It's a whole new community.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's a tragic story. I mean, it's amazing. And I guess according to what I've gotten here information-wise, the largest loss of any of SEALs, I guess.
In one individual incident.
So it's a terrible deal, but certainly a great way to commemorate your brother's life and certainly the lives of those who have given, over the years. So it's, again, carrytheload.org.
Carrytheload.org.
Okay. You got a long walk ahead of you.
I do. I'm walking a lot next week.
You been training up?
No, I'm actually a little worried.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to pull it off. Again, get involved, carrytheload.org, and it's how many days will it be in the state?
It will be in the state. It enters on Monday and exits on Thursday.
Okay. So Monday, Memorial Day Monday, or this coming Monday?
This coming Monday, the 20th.
Okay.
It comes in, through northeast Arkansas and then hits Little Rock on Tuesday. We'll be in Hot Springs and Arkadelphia on Wednesday and then down through Texarkana on Thursday and then enters Texas to make it to Dallas after that.
If you have time, maybe give us a ring on Tuesday. I'll get you a hotline number, maybe call in and remind people that it's in Little Rock and we'll get people over there to support.
I would love to do that.
That'd be cool. All right. Emily, thank you so much. You are now, you hold the title as the coolest title of anyone that's ever been in the studio, so that's good.
Awesome.
We appreciate you all coming up.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break a minute early here. It's 12:20. Phil Elson, Justin Akery in the Fury Electric studio. We'll be back with an entertainment report. We have the Zone Rewind from an interesting week that was. We had John Daly in this studio. He has a cool title, PGA golfer. But not nearly as cool.
It's not long enough to be cool.
No, it's not. His hair is, but that's another story.
I'm just envious he has hair.
He has awesome hair. It's the most, he has the most platinum locks of all time. It's beautiful. 12:21. We'll be back in a moment. Like a plastic bag.